field, I want to explain it because I didn't really get it. And I understand why there was a pause. And I was like, how do I do this? People ask me, how do you do this? And I absolutely have no idea. But I was trying to figure it out to open up to this. But here's my point. So as the energies are coming in, what I'm literally watching is there's this energetic field that's somehow expanding from my field into everyone else's field, if that makes sense. So when they say like there's no separation, this is truly what we're understanding. This is truly what they're saying we're deciding. So there's this decision factor that they want us to all be aware of. That when we arrive, when we assemble or reassemble, what we're doing, I'm literally seeing, like, just imagine like a cartoon or whatever, mm-hmm. where like a cartoon character has lost aspects of itself, and then the energies just sort of come together and combine. There was like a Terminator movie where they had that, like the person they were trying to destroy seemed to be separate, and then this starts rolling together. Now the reason we're saying this is there's this completion that is standing present. So I want to explain this. There's a completion that's standing present, ready for us to assume, ready for us to ascribe to, ready for us to demonstrate that faithfulness of allowance. So just imagine here we are in division. So we're seen to be separate from divinity, separate from unity. But there's an aspect in our unified field that is already whole, that's already committed, that's already in a new lifestyle of avalanche, of wonderful completeness. Now they're showing me like four-leaf clovers and leprechauns. So this energy is joining hands. So you can think of like your higher self joining hands. You can think of like a tantric experience where it's just sort of like when I would do those Buddhist practices, the Buddha would merge with you. They were really doing the same thing that we're doing here, because what we're doing is they're saying we're pre-selecting our destiny. We're pre-selecting our destiny. So we're coming into our light. We're coming into our convenience. So when we're saying our convenience, this is convenient. It's almost like you go into your kitchen and you got like this little bag and it's like, ooh, now I got the slider bag and it's freezer too or whatever, like upgrade. Think of an upgrade. Think of this is even better. But here's when I say convenience, it's the real you. It's the real you. So what we're doing, they're saying, is we're sliding into home base. We're moving into convenience. We're releasing that impoverished notion. The impoverished notion is when we listen to our mind, a linear mind, and it really just goes yak, yak, yak all day long, does it not? Yak, yak, yak. It's gonna have a problem for everything, it really is. But what we're doing is it's sort of like, just imagine that mind sort of being in the distant past. It's there, but we're traveling on to a new tomorrow. We're traveling on to a victory of occurrence, and we're sliding in. So just imagine like you're putting together equipment, and it's like part A connects to part B. And so there's this moment of achievement where it's like, it's a click. Like it's going in. Yeah, I got it. So this is what we want to feel. I've got Ganesh here. So these energies are really helping us break away. So as we will receive this endorsement, they're saying our, they wanted me to correct my word, our endorsement, because that our pulls it in. It becomes even more tangible. It becomes even more available. Our endorsement, our liberation, our due refuge. So this is what's due us. This is what is coming on board. We're waking up to our final claim, to our final destiny. So as we will receive our enjoyment like enjoined with our true destination, our true lineage, our true selves is really what it is. We come on board victory. So we're not trying to like feel our way in density. We're not trying to solve anything from our past consideration, because that's where we keep coming up empty, because we're working out of false entitlements, false beliefs. So this is where we enjoy, and they're showing me the material harvest card, because we're pre-selected. Now, pre-selected is we've received the call from our divine essence, from our divine selves. So we are pre-selecting that which we agreed to when we first arrived, when we said, yes, let's have this earth incarnation. Because at a certain point, I'm going to be ready for completion. Now, it's not I, like the singular I. It's that I'm going to wake up the memory of self. So what we're doing is we're claiming victory. They're saying in the historical past, and I understand what they're saying, because we're just retracing what we're already equipped with. So in other words, it's been here all along. But we had to go through purification. We had to go through those strides. So all the lessons that we have learned, all of that empowerment where we're like, it didn't work out. No, but we kind of came into alliance because we released false premises. We released false doctrine. We came into victory. So as we do this, it's like our energy field is ripe for the picking. In other words, we've discharged enough of the blemishes where it's like that synapse, the ability to then move into this reconciliation, to this agreement, to this empowerment. So in other words, you can't go from 0 to 100. It's like up the ladder. So they're saying for many of us, we've gotten lost where, oh, I still have all these missing parts or all these fragmented essences. Like, what's going on? I miss the boat. But what they're saying is it's like we've been growing step by step in spiritual access. So our words would be like spiritual maturity. So that we reach a certain frequency where we're less dense, we're responding to light. And with that, we're close enough that it's like our higher awareness, our higher apparatus, the Divine Council of Light. It's like all the support can support this transference. So the support is bringing forth in this amplification I just have light. I just have light. Glory to heaven. It's like it's just light. So what we're doing is we're recognizing our true nature. So this is the invitation right now, is to recognize our true nature as one with light, as light itself. As light itself. So as we will receive, they're saying our combined efforts, because we're doing this together, we're remembering together, we're arriving together. Just imagine a grouping on a pilgrimage. It's like here we are, ready to cross the ocean, the ocean waves. So we're coming upon ourselves in victory. So it doesn't matter what anything, any other issue, any other linear circumstance, because when we come upon ourselves, when we recognize our true understanding of self, our true claim, this energetic offering is committed through and through. It touches all available outposts. In other words, what we experience in life is really our own consciousness. As when we wake up in victory, everything shifts because it's all us. What we experience is our, like our own waves, our own waves, our own signaling. So as we will receive this light in holy matrimony, and when I'm saying holy matrimony, I've got this like light that's just twirling and twirling, almost like up a Christmas tree or something. And I've got dolphins. And so this is divine union. This is divine union. So we're coming to purge those last fragmented essence where we're still dislodged, where we're still seeming to believe in separation. These energies are bringing forth our new engagement. So as we will receive with delight, we allow ourselves further extension. So we're going to see things from a new tomorrow, from a new placement. It's going to be your old life, but from a new awareness. So what we receive, what we perceive, creates our destiny, but new formation, really. New formation, because it's not destiny per se, it's formation, because we created out of our new looking glass, out of our new focus, out of our new understanding, out of our new understanding. So as we commit to this holy vibration of assurance, as we commit to our true allowance, we arrive in victory. So as we will receive these energies, we're allowing ourselves our new divine standing, our new divine appointment, our new divine placement. So what we're doing is we're feeling ourselves in our light, in our assurance, in our devotion. Someone's aligned with us, another dimensional reality. It's like, oh, I'm living there too. Of course you are. Well, you're not really living there, but you're having awareness of being there. So as we will receive this light, we do so with true remembrance of our worth, our full broadcast, our unified essence. Let us receive in full embodiment. So allow these energies to penetrate our very notion of self. Let us receive. Someone's been working day and night to create something that with this new frequency, they're suddenly going to realize they don't really want. It's like they've outgrown it. They've outgrown it. This is what we want to allow. We want ourselves to keep outgrowing old circumstance. It's all here for, I wanted to say our taking, but they're saying it's all here for our witnessing. As we will witness our truth, there's no stopping our expediency, like how fast we can move through. Receiving our worth and value. Receiving our heavenly bliss. Divine prophecy. Someone's like a little concerned, like, how am I going to explain this? You don't have to explain. To thine own self be true. So this is part of the promised land. This is part of the higher sequencing where you're releasing that codependency. Well, others aren't going to understand. Others aren't going to commit. Others aren't going to walk with me. You're going to realize that the truest other is your own devotional sequencing. Yeah, I still feel a little bit of tug of war there. That's okay. That's okay. You're seeking that higher promotion. And you're noticing the shift. You're going to notice where others that seem to be of like mind suddenly seem to be in a different reality. Because they are. You're going to really get that. They're in a different dimensional spacing. So it is. All right. Let's see how we can be of further service. We'll begin with Jennifer C.